We're looking at Base's new bridge to Solana, a move that enables direct asset transfers between the Coinbase incubated layer 2 and the Solana ecosystem. You're watching Base Daily by Optimism Show, where we track the moves shaping Base Chain's future. This is not financial advice. Base launched the bridge to simplify cross-chain movement of tokens and liquidity, making it easier for DEXs, wallets, and apps on both networks to route assets and users. This builds on Base's goal of expanding composability and onboarding, and it plugs Solana's fast low-fee environment into Base's Ethereum L2 tooling. We're seeing multiple stakeholders involved, including the Base and Coinbase teams, Solana projects, bridge infrastructure, and custody providers. Tokens likely to be most affected include SOL, ETH, USDC, and native tokens on each chain, as liquidity providers and aggregators adapt routing strategies. Some are speculating that this could be a vampire attack from Base's side to capture Sol liquidity. Nonetheless, it's still a bridge connecting two chains that were previously more isolated. If major projects and liquidity providers integrate, we could see faster onboarding between ecosystems and a boost to Base TVL and trading activity. Although any security incident, poor liquidity routing, or lack of partner adoption could limit benefits and raise user trust issues. If you found this useful, subscribe to the Optimism Show and follow along for coverage of how Base, the Superchain, and its member chains are evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.